This is Ron's update number 91. Seems like I'm in my car an awful lot whenever I do these podcasts lately. I just finished a short trail run up at Stone Mountain this morning, and I'm on my way back home. I just couldn't stand it. Today was my day off from running. With this new plan, I've been using my half hours and hours and hour and a halves. On one day a week, I take the day off. Well, today was that day, but the temperature is 70 degrees, and I can't say it's that nice outside as far as being sunny. It's overcast, but the temperature's so nice that I just couldn't stand not getting the run in today. So I just hopped in my car, drove out to Stone Mountain, and ran on the trail over to Indian Island and back. I just did a half hour to keep my rhythm up or whatever, my half hours and hours that I said I was going to do for the year. And it wasn't that fast of a run. I did some running and walking. But the good note was my glute didn't bother me as much at all. I mean, there was a twinge now and then, but it was nothing like the other night when I ran with Laura over at the Greenway Trail. So I felt kind of positive about that. The run, I can't say it was very fast. It ended up being just over a 14-minute pace. It was in the 13:30s probably until the very last part, and I slowed down. I wasn't in any big rush, just trying to enjoy myself. And I used Run Meter for the first time. I bought that app last night. I read over it, and it automatically will send my runs to Daily Mile. And I was hoping that it would be more accurate than some of the other GPS apps I have on my iPhone, but it turns out that it's just about the same. So I guess the main problem with the distance on all of these GPS apps on my iPhone is my iPhone itself. The sensor must not be that accurate for the GPS, because every app I've put on my iPhone for running or bicycling or anything greatly overestimates how far I went. I guess it'd be a good way to do it. On my Garmin today, it said I did 2.12 miles running on the trail, which is probably pretty accurate. And my Run Meter on my iPhone said I did a 2.6 miles, so you can see it was almost a half a mile difference. And when you're training, a half a mile is a long way. So I'm thinking about getting a new phone here at the end of the month. I don't know if I will or not, but if I do, hopefully maybe the new iPhone will be more accurate than my iPhone 4 is. But we'll see, won't we? So to sum it all up, I had what I would consider a very good run on the trail today, even though it was extremely short. It was just a little over 2 miles, but I just had to get out. Now I can go home, and if there's some NFL playoff games on, I won't feel so bad about sitting around watching games the rest of the afternoon since I got my little workout in. And I think that puts me up at about 4 hours so far for the week, and when I run tomorrow, that's going to give me 5.5 hours. I think last week I did about 6. So if I can maintain 4.5 to 6 hours a week, I will be extremely happy, because looking at my logs for last year, my running and cycling combined and walking, all of those, and swimming, only totaled up to about 3.1 hours a week of training, which isn't really that high. I mean, it keeps you aerobically alive, but it really doesn't put you in extremely top condition. And that probably explains why a lot of my races are much slower than they used to be. So if I stay with my minutes running and get those up there in the 4.5 to 6 hour a week range of training, I automatically see my times get better just based on my aerobic fitness, don't you think? Anyway, that's just a thought. Hopefully, while I was running on my Run Meter app, I was listening to Zen Tri, Brett Blankner, and then I was listening to Just Norm on the Ruminative Runner. I usually listen to podcasts while I'm running. Gives me somebody to run with. So I have built, and I've had it for a long time, it's what I call a multi-sport playlist, and I have all of my running, cycling, whatever type fitness podcasts in that playlist, and I just go out and run and put my playlist on, and it goes right down the line, and I have it where it plays the oldest first, so it goes from oldest to the newest, so I get quite a variety of podcasts, and I don't discriminate against any of them. You know, used to be, you know, you get hung up on just listening to one podcast over and over, and you don't get a good selection of all the rest. So with my playlist, I get a selection of everybody I subscribe to. So I just thought I'd throw that in. I don't know how y'all do it, if you listen to podcasts when you run or train or not, but that's what I'm doing. So I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.